Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome to the third hour of this afternoon event that we like to call the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, and you are listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. So if I say the name Kenny Stubbs, Kenneth Stubbs, mean anything? Ring a bell? How about if I say Ken Stubbs Auto Sales? Okay, I can keep going down the list, but Kenneth Kenny Stubbs touched the lives of a lot of people, including my next guest, but how they are remembering him is the part that's going to touch you. Demi Kolke is the founder of Kenny's Homewood, and Taylor Fowler is the events and communications coordinator. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, because I was touched by the story. So Demi, I'm going to start with you. Tell me about Kenny and tell me how you two got to know each other.
Absolutely. We struck up a very unlikely friendship. I was working at Operation Better Block at the time, doing some grassroots outreach, and we were really trying to kind of get ahead of the big G word, gentrification, and trying to help homeowners and property owners stabilize their properties. And so through that, you know, he was a little bit skeptical as me, this small white girl running around the neighborhood, and obviously, rightfully so. So it took a ton of relationship building for us to kind of get into a groove, for him to understand that Operation Better Block had some programs that could really and truly help to benefit him and his property, and really help to secure his place here in the neighborhood. So just through that work, we struck up a really great friendship.
And then tragically, how long after you two met and became friends was Kenny killed?
I had known him for over 2 years at that point. Probably even longer, but had like a friendship with him for about 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. And we should, just for the record, as I understand it, his homicide remains unsolved. But then, and I'm coming, Taylor, I really am coming to you. Just bear with me for a second.
Oh, no, that's okay, please.
And so then what did you decide to do? Why did you decide that this is a man who made a difference in the community and we have to remember him?
It was really just, I think for me personally, it was the first instance that I had really had a life tragically taken from me. It was very unfamiliar territory for me. And so I felt it very deeply. And it was not something I had planned by any means. But I just knew through working in the community and really closely, especially in that pocket of the neighborhood, everyone knew him. He was, you know, his family had been there for generations. So truly, it was not something that I was intending to do, but it just kind of bubbled up and the opportunity presented itself when I saw one of the family homes actually go up for sale. I inquired about the vacant lot that I originally had met him through, was trying to clean it up. And that was kind of how Kenny's all started.
Okay. And so, Taylor, now I'm going to bring you into this conversation. So it's one thing for Demi to have this connection with Kenny and to want to memorialize Kenny. But now you've got to figure out a way to bring this to life, if you will, within the community.
That's right. And I met Demi. I didn't know Kenny himself personally, but I met Demi over 5 years ago through actually when I was in college doing a project with the Homewood Ruston Business Association. And through her work, got connected to what she was creating with Kenny's. And my background as a writer and communications consultant, I saw an opportunity. First of all, I'm just so, like, I feel very passionate about the community, the stories that I've heard from people who are in the community, and then Demi's work with Kenny's. And so from there, you know, our connection grew, and I helped with the first crowdfunding campaign when Kenny's was first coming to life. And then just now fast forwarding to supporting Demi in ways to bring people together in Homewood, such as with, you know, this event that we're planning at the end of this month.
And that's actually something we haven't even gotten into yet. So talk about that event, and I'll let both of you weigh in on it. I don't know. Demi, do you want to go first? We're looking at pretty much a weekend of events next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah, yes. I can kick us off. So we are so excited. We were obviously completely shut down last year, even though we're an outdoor space, just to absolutely be safe and socially responsible. And this year we've had a few smaller events, but next weekend, kicking off on August 20th, we will have a 3-day huge, massive event called Welcome Home, which we are really looking to give people in the neighborhood a different opportunity. Instead of having to go downtown to hear great music at the Allegheny Overlook or something like that, we are going to have great music here right in their backyard. So I'll let Taylor kind of get into some of the event specifics.
So, and a little bit of background, too, with what Kenny's is now. It's a community and cultural celebration space, as we call it. And the point of Kenny's now is to uplift the business owners, the creatives, the initiatives that are happening in the community, while also inviting people from other parts of Pittsburgh to come in and experience, you know, what is Homewood. So with Welcome Home, that's where the name stems from. It's welcoming people back together after such a long time apart in our home, which is, you know, Homewood. So we have food, we have live music, we have cocktails and mocktails. We have some artists, and all of which we have talent from both inside of Homewood and from outside of the community coming in on Friday the 20th, Saturday the 21st, and Sunday the 22nd as well. Some jazz music in there, a brunch. We're really trying to cover all the bases and give people the opportunity to come out and just reconnect with people that they haven't seen in a long time and meet new people from maybe a neighborhood that they've never been in before.
Got to take a quick break, get a traffic update. I want to come back because the one thing I don't think we've done yet is even given the location of Kenny's Homewood. So we'll do all that in just a sec. We are back in our last 30 minutes of the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show today. I've got two guests that have been gracious enough to hang in there with us because we did have a couple of little interruptions there. Demi Kolke is the founder of Kenny's Homewood, and Taylor Fowler is the events and communication coordinator. Demi, let me ask you this, because we talked about all these things, but I don't think we said exactly where this is located.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Miss Lynn. Very important piece of information. So we are a one vacant lot turned into an event space located in the heart of Homewood, 7401 Tioga Street.
Okay, Tioga Street. And Taylor, I'm guessing that this series of events starting Friday the 20th and going through Sunday the 22nd of August is probably the biggest weekend that has been hosted at Kenny's Homewood.
That is accurate. It is the largest event that we have hosted, and, you know, that is our way of trying to come back and welcome everyone into the community all weekend with different options for people to show up Friday evening, all day Saturday, or then enjoying a brunch on Sunday morning.
And if I'm understanding correctly, a lot of this is being done in combination with, in coordination with businesses and folks like James Johnson, folks who are part of this Homewood community.
Yes, that is correct. I may have said this earlier, but we are really, really focused on making sure that we do have people who are from the community, such as James Johnson. We also have local rappers, Mr. Abel and Pittsburgh Swift. They are from Homewood. We have people with connections to Homewood, such as Jordan Montgomery, who's a local rapper who has done various, you know, things in Homewood. And then we also, though, do have artists from outside of the community, such as Sierra Sellers is a local singer. We have some visual artists as well. We have a DJ Friday night. Goodlander Cocktail Brewery will be providing cocktails and mocktails. They're located on Hamilton. So we have a really nice mix of Homewood-based businesses and people from all over Pittsburgh coming in.
So, Demi, let me ask you this then. At the end of this weekend, what is the takeaway? What happens? What would you like to see happen in this space now known as Kenny's Homewood? And what do you want us to know about your friend, Kenny?
Wow, that is a really good question. You know, for me, it's really important that people know why we're doing this, that his name keeps living, you know, his legacy. So the opportunity to tell people about his life, his family's legacy is tremendous. And I hope that that is cultivated throughout portions of the weekend. And just the opportunity, you know, we still battle with how Homewood is portrayed in the media. So this is really an opportunity to showcase the best and brightest from our neighborhood. So I hope that people from here are proud, and I hope that people that might come into the neighborhood that aren't from here might have a little bit of change in perspective.
Okay, so now you got everyone interested. Cocktails Friday, Saturday vendors, music, Sunday brunch. Taylor, how do folks get tickets or how do they sign up? Because I'm guessing you need to have some idea in advance what the participation is going to be.
Yes. So for Friday, August 20th from 6 to 8 p.m., we are asking that people get tickets. We have a website, kennyshomewood.com/welcomehome is where you can find those. Saturday is from 12 to 5 p.m. It's a full day of, like you said, art, music, vendors. That is free and open to the public. So come enjoy food from Cuddy's, a local place in Homewood, some Italian ice, live music, live art, open to the public. And then Sunday, the 22nd from 11:30 to 1:30 is our jazz brunch. We are also asking that people buy tickets in advance. For both events on Friday and Sunday, the tickets include either a drink on Friday or they cover your meal on Sunday. And again, all of that, the information, the lineup, and your tickets can be found at kennyshomewood.com/welcomehome.
And last thing before we let you go, ladies, it sounds like a great event. Demi, give me an idea. I mean, it just sounds as if this chance interaction that you had with Kenny Stubbs was life-changing for you.
Yeah. I always get emotional. I guess this is the point when I get emotional. Yeah, I mean, truly, I kind of alluded to this at the beginning of the call, but this was never something I planned for at all. I did not have any idea that this was going to turn into what it is now. One of my closest friends, Nisha Blackwell, and I, and another friend threw our birthday party there in a very, very overgrown vacant lot right when I bought it. And the neighborhood just said, we love this. We want more of this. And so here we are 5 years later trying to, you know, make it everything that the neighborhood hopes it to be.
And you mentioned Nisha, and I know you guys said vendors. I'm just wondering, are there going to be bow ties there or what?
We can't give out our secrets. We got to leave something on the hook to draw people in.
All right. There you go. Fair enough. Ladies, thanks so much. Thanks not only for taking the time to talk with us today, but for this tremendous effort. You know, as I said, so many people are touched by loss. And you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to remember that person. You don't know how to keep their memory alive. And what you're doing next weekend, August 20th, 21st, and 22nd, I am sure is going to make Kenny Stubbs smile. We'll give out that information again on the show where folks can get tickets. And we appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much.
All right. Have a good day. Yeah, I mean, I think about all the people that have touched my life personally, professionally, and so often you want to figure out a way to let the rest of the world know that this person was special. This person mattered. This person meant something. And in the case of Kenny Stubbs, his homicide remains unsolved. And so you know what happens. Folks make the news. Something bad happens. It makes the news. It has a 48-hour cycle. And then that's it. You never hear anything about him again. It's not going to happen to Kenny Stubbs because he's got some very special friends.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.